I am standing upon the seashore. A ship at my side spreads her white sails to the morning breeze and starts for the blue ocean. She is an object of beauty and strength. I stand and watch her until at length she hangs like a speck of white cloud just where the sea and sky come to mingle with each other. Then someone at my side says, "There, she is gone." Gone where? Gone from my spirit, my sight. That is all. She is just as large in mast and hull and spar as she was when she left my side, and she is just as able to bear the load of living freight to her destined port. Her diminished size is in me, not in her. And just at the moment when someone at my side says, "There, she is gone," there are other eyes watching her coming, and other voices ready to take up the glad shout, "Here she comes." And that is Dying by Henry Van Dyke. Beautiful, beautiful poem and reflection on another aspect of what death is like and what it looks like from both sides. Others are welcoming our loved ones into eternity and the comforting presence of Jesus. And, you know, during this season of Lent, the reality is we're only in March, and there have been a number of deaths already in this year, actually more so than usual, which is saying a lot for Naples and for my experience here. And not only just physical death, but the reality as we enter into this Lent, I believe there's an invitation to us as well in our own lives to be open to dying to self, to be open to dying to maybe the way we view things or the way we do things or the habits that are part of our life, that we might enter more fully into the born-again life that Jesus has for each one of us. And, you know, the reality is that death is a part of life. Very easy for me to say that, very easy for me to reflect upon that, as it is for you. But it's quite another to experience it. If there is a death, whether it be a death of a loved one or even a death in our own lives as we go through this journey of life and we relinquish things spiritually, there's a price in that. There's a loss in that. There's a brokenness in that. There's a change in that. And that is very real. You know, the reality is I often share with people here that Naples is God's waiting room in a lot of different ways. And as much as we laugh about that and we joke about that, and as true as that is, death is still hard. Death is still hard in very different ways. The feelings are real, feelings of pain, feelings of loneliness, feelings of despair, feelings of grief. And as I spent some time getting ready to share this with you today, some things that came to mind to me about those feelings. These very feelings that you have affirm the love that you have for that person. You know, I truly believe that even though each one of us has lost somebody that we've loved in our lives, they are no longer bodily here, but their spirit is very much alive. And there's a way in which you and I can relate to them spiritually that is real. It's an adjustment. It's a change. Not able to feel them, not able to touch them, not able to hug them, not able to be with them physically. But we're able to be with them spiritually in a way I think that is really powerful and deep and true. And so, again, these feelings that you have when somebody that you love has died and passed on, or even as you're going through a spiritual death in your own life, a letting go, a release, a change that is hard, these feelings are very real. The answer is not to deny them, not to bury them, not to pretend they're not there. That's probably the worst thing that you and I can do. But the most important thing that you and I can do is affirm the feelings, be honest about them, because they're going to keep coming up. And they're going to keep showing up until you do that, until I do that as well. My encouragement to each one of us is to feel them, to embrace them, and to be with them. And to realize that just as that ship, that person is passing from one part of reality to another, as they're going through this experience of death, and you and I are as well, that there is a transformation that can take place. But we have to be open to that transformation. I've been with some people over the years of my priesthood where somebody has passed on that they really loved. And again, understand that, affirm that, been with them through the grief process. But the room hasn't changed for 5 years. They left the room the same way. They hadn't moved on. And so you need to try to work with people on that and try to begin to make progress of making the next step. And it's a difficult thing to do, but it's an important thing to do. You know, Jesus shares in the Beatitudes, Matthew 5:4, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And one of the incredible things about the Beatitudes, again, like Jesus' teaching, is he takes things in our world that do not seem blessed, and he sanctifies them, and he actually turns our world, I believe, upside down, which in the spiritual realm is really right side up. Blessed are those who mourn. To be blessed is to be favored by God. It's to receive graces from God. It's to receive comfort from God. That's what blessed means. And he says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And so let me suggest to you that the only way for you and I at some parts in our life, in some parts of our journey, especially when we are confronted by death, the only way that you and I are going to receive the comfort that you and I need in order to be healed is if we mourn. Now, some of you are, I know what you're asking right now. You're saying, well, Father Joe, how long do I mourn? Well, I don't know. I don't know how long you mourn. That's a very individual thing. My sister who died as a baby, she pulled a coffee pot over on her head. It was a horrible accident. You know, I just really recently healed from that about 2 years ago. And that's been a long time, about... Fifty-six years. I felt like I pretty well worked through it. But again, a moment happened on a retreat that was incredibly profound and very healing. And for me, as far as I know, that was one of the final steps in that healing. And again, a sense of connection with Lisa that I hadn't had in a long time. That was very healing and very profound. And so again, I can't tell you how long that healing journey, that mourning is going to be, but I am sharing with you from the words of Jesus that that mourning is very important. Again, a lot of times, you know, what we say to each other may not be very helpful. When somebody's crying, we automatically say to them, you know, don't cry. It's almost like a reflex. Especially if you're a guy, don't cry, right? Oh, man, do you hear it really quick? If you're a girl, it's okay, but if you're a guy, don't cry. Guys, I want to tell you something. Cry. Cry. It's okay. That's what happened during this retreat about a year or two ago. I finally was able to get in touch with some feelings and cry through them, and it was incredibly healing. And what ends up happening is, I think, when we cry and we let that emotion out, we're able to finally be in touch with emotion that has always been there. You're just getting in touch with the feelings that are always going to be there until they're released. And so that's what mourning's about. It's about being in touch with how you're feeling, what you're thinking, what your perspectives are, getting in touch with how your body feels about it, because your body has feelings too. And allowing those to be released. You know, again, maybe when you went through it at the time, you weren't able to do that. It was just too overwhelming for you. Or maybe at the time you were in a family or in a situation where you really didn't have permission to do that. I'm giving you permission to do that now. In your own time, in your own way, you have permission to do that. Not only permission, you're encouraged to do that. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. You may not feel very blessed when you're mourning. It doesn't feel blessed, does it? It feels like, my gosh, I want to get through this and get to the other side of it. It doesn't feel blessed at all, but the words of Jesus are prophetic. They're prophetic about the mourning that's going on, because you are blessed as you're mourning. You're getting in touch with a very deep, a very important part of your being, a very important part of you that's going through loss, be it actually the physical loss of another person or a spiritual or an emotional loss. Those are all real losses. You and I need to be in touch with those parts of ourselves and allow them to come out, because if we don't, the pain and the hurt stay in, and I'll tell you exactly what happens is what we all do. We medicate it. We'll medicate it with drugs or alcohol or lust or gambling, or you fill the blank in. You may eat, you may shop, whatever it is you do to deal with the pain, you're going to medicate it, because that's what we do. You have to medicate the pain to keep it down. But if you mourn and you allow that pain to come out, you are blessed and you're comforted and you're healed and you're whole and you're even more human. You're even more human than you were before. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. So yes, there is such a thing as good grief. Not good grief. You like that, George? But good grief. I'm sure many of you know Dr. Ross's stages of death and dying. And again, this applies on so many different levels. There's denial. There's anger. There's bargaining. There's depression. And there's finally acceptance. There's what we all know as the year of firsts, the first anniversary without them being here, the first birthday, the first holidays, and finally being alone by yourself and with others, the tears and the joys as well. And so this is a process. And even as we enter into this season of Lent, and we're on this spiritual journey as we're walking along, and we're also experiencing, if you will, spiritual death, and allowing parts of ourselves and habits that have been a part of us for a long, long time, the Holy Spirit is saying, you know what, that needs to go, that needs to die in you. But I don't really want it to die, I really like that part of me. Well, I really don't, and it's got to go. And so there's a reality, there's a dying that goes on, there's a loss that happens, and you'll feel that, and that's the reason why you struggle with that, because it is a challenge. That's all a sign that what you're dealing with is substantial and matters in your life. But ultimately, if you and I will press into not only the mourning and the grief, but press into God's comfort. Now, I've done this with you a lot over the past few weeks. Remember this, the hug, the pretzel hug over Christmas? I believe it was Craig Miller as well during the Hillel Mission. He shared this as well. You know, you can do this while you're on your couch. You can do it here in church. I don't care. Go ahead. I know what you're doing. I think it's awesome. Just, you know, just receive the comfort and the love of the Lord. There's a lot of times I do that on my couch at home. I said, Lord, I just receive your love. I receive your comfort. I receive your embrace, because I need that deep inside of me. Because you can reach places nobody else can. You can reach memories where nobody else can go. You can heal me in ways that I can't even begin to imagine. And so again, as you and I begin to affirm that, we begin to open up the door to the Lord to begin to move in that way. Do not limit God by what you think, because your God will always be smaller than who God really is. That's part of the invitation of life, is to experience how great and how profound and how limitless and how big and how awesome and how miraculous and how comforting and healing our God is. It's God taking us to the next step, which is beyond what you and I can even begin to think or imagine. I seem to remember a scripture like that. In closing, Henry Nouwen shares in With Burning Hearts, But in the middle of all this pain, there is a strange, shocking, yet very surprising voice. It's the voice of the one who says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." That's the unexpected news, that there is blessing hidden in our grief. Pray for me, as I pray for you, that we would be open in the midst of our mourning to receive the healing, comforting presence of God. Amen.